Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If we had a truthful government, a truthful media, or both, game over for the Democrats. And it wouldn't be a nation that's looking at the two parties. The two parties should have maybe differing approaches to how we make the country better. But we should not be so diametrically opposed that you know one side is basically evil. And that's the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I mean, if you scroll down the hot list of just media hit, media titles, headlines, however you get your news, it's shocking. January 6th, absolute and utter nonsense. I want you to understand they built a fort around Congress over a fake riot. And yet, the Attorney General of the United States vows to prosecute the people who perpetrated the fake riot. If he really were to look into it, kind of like Russian collusion, you know what he'd find? He'd find that the Democrats orchestrated the fake riot. And then they got the media to jump on board and pretend as if the Republic was at stake. If we don't do something, we could all die over the fake riot. And a handful of people have got the United States government on edge. And if you want me to give you a parallel, I'll give you Wu Flu. We could all die. Everybody's on edge. And yet, we get all this evidence. All you got to do is start connecting the dots. You don't need a PhD. I'm talking about whether you're talking January 6th, Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, Wu Flu nonsense, bimbo alerts, or whatever. All you got to do is exercise a little bit of common sense. You don't even have to. You could do it with half your brain and both your arms tied behind your back. Might be a little painful. You might have a headache for a while. And you'd find out, through basic common sense, all of it is nonsense. And what you should be asking yourself is, why is it so obvious to you, and it's not that obvious to the masses? I believe it's getting that obvious. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And please go to the website, spread the word, tell a few people about things. Happy New Year, by the way. I'm going to say Happy New Year as long as I can, because as I've said for the couple of shows that we since we began the new year, this will be the worst year for the Democrats in their history, and it will be the best year for Republicans since 2016, when we displaced a crooked government and put in somebody who actually pulled the curtain back on this government and this media and let us know just how slowly we've been cooking. You can like the Trump, hate Trump, doesn't matter to me. But what I will tell you is this. He revealed truth to you. And if you don't like somebody that revealed truth to you, shame on you. I'm not saying you gotta love him. I'm not saying you gotta like his style. I'm just saying, anybody who's willing to reveal truth to you, you should pay attention to. You guys know I don't like Trump's handling of this Wu Flu nonsense. Not at all. I think he's a rube. But on about everything else, he's gotten it. And I think if he were to get a second term, and he deserves it, and he could correct what he's doing here, because I know the mandates would end and we'd go back to some form of normalcy, I think he'd understand they're my enemy, and they're my mortal enemy. And if he does the right thing and he picks DeSantis as his running mate, which would be a shoe-in for him. There is no better running mate. Let me tell you, if all these politicians that want to play games, let's see if we can find ourselves a Puerto Rican this or a, you know, Guatemalan midget who's also gay to run. I mean, if you're doing special interests, forget it. You pick who you like, who you think can help you get things done, who can be part of your succession plan, and I could go on. Succession plan, I should say. Even though many of our states should have a secession plan and plan to leave the United States. Democrats are scared, folks, and here's why they're scared. They realize that their nonsense has hit a crescendo. And this is why you're going to notice an up in the rhetoric. They will not lie down. Trust me, as the closer they get, the more crazy things get, the more crazy they get. But we got a story. I haven't seen it, but I haven't gone into detail with it yet. I may during the break. But Joy Reid supposedly upped the racial rhetoric in America. How many times can you listen to a black chick who graduated from Harvard, I don't know how, and gets a job in broadcasting, and all she does is complain about being black? What more could you do for her? Come on, somebody, please, with a ghost of Colin Kaepernick, please ring in right now and call me, 844-551-8255, and let America know what else we can do for these silly Negroes. Please. Because I'm black in America. I'm sick of it. And I'm not sick of it because I'm sick of the plight of blacks and I don't understand the history and all that. I'm sick of it because we don't need it. We come off as the weakest bunch of sissies as a group in America. Everybody else seems to be able to get their ID and get able to vote and get a job and run a business and live relatively crime-free, etc., except black folks, right? Democrats, folks, their nonsense hits a crescendo when their backs are against the wall. Eric Swalwell, he says if the GOP wins in the midterms, game over. He's right, game over. Because Democrats don't deserve to win elections. They are evil, vile people with dark cores. They are the epitome of the devil. And I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm not even trying to use hyperbole. I'm telling you who they are. You've heard me say this. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to remind you of the things that I say because they're important. If you are a leftist and you think you have a friend, don't fool yourself. Unless your friend is a conservative and is willing to tell you to your face, I voted for Trump. I support conservatism. I believe in the Constitution, the Bible, and I'm a gun-toting, rootin'-tootin' cowboy. Unless that's your friend who happens to tolerate your sorry butt, you don't have any friends. Because the rest of your friends will let you down. They don't even use that word with them. They're nothing more than acquaintances. Lots going on today, folks. Keep here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the Democrats say there's no cheating in elections, etc. They say that Biden won free and clear, etc. They say we're all a bunch of conspiracy theory. Here's a two-minute montage of Democrats talking about the potential for cheating in the 2016 elections. Remember when Obama said, there's no possibility? And then when Trump won, everybody went berserk and said, oh my gosh, the machines can be rigged, etc. And now the script has flipped and suddenly there can be cheating. Now let me tell you what we've believed. We, conservatives, pragmatic people, have believed that the electioneering goes on all the time. Cheating in election goes on all the time, perhaps by both parties. We'd like to see it fixed. Wouldn't you like to see a truly legitimate election in America where you say nobody cheats, no illegals, no ballot stuffing, no double voting, etc.? Do you know that the laws in Texas, I'm just going to use Texas as an example, it is a felony in Texas to have an illegal vote. It's a felony. It's up there with theft of up to $30,000. The class one felony. That's the way it should be. It should be valued. But it isn't. But here are the Democrats, when Trump was running, here's how afraid they were of what they knew could happen with the voting machines. Check out this montage.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
For researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes. In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling them.
An external party could access the machine's wireless feature to, quote, record voting data or inject malicious data.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
The workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know the hackathon that took place last year where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines, those that are being used in many states.
Aging systems also frequently rely on unsupported software, like Windows XP in 2000, which may not receive regular security patches and are thus more vulnerable to the latest methods of cyber attack.
In a close presidential election, they just need to hack one swing state, or maybe one or two, or maybe just a few counties in one swing state.
I'm very concerned that you could have a hack that finally went through.
Both sides seem to agree that no votes were changed in the 2016 election. And I said, the experts I talked to say that until you have a forensic analysis of a vote, until you go in there and scrub the whole system, you can't really say that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Ask yourself what changed between now and then. You want to know what changed? The Democrats got all those electioneering companies, the three companies that they referenced, all were on their side. The elites decided this is how it would happen. And by the way, this included some Republicans, some rhinos. Remember what happened in Georgia with the Governor Kemp at the time and the Secretary of State there? And now, suddenly, we have an election integrity bill, voter integrity that the Senate wants to pass and is willing to throw out the filibuster in order to pass it. Because they say, we've got to make sure that all the votes count. Which tells you all you need to know. All the votes will never count. That montage of them saying that this could happen, the Republicans could steal it. The Democrats, what did I tell you? What have you learned? Not necessarily from me, but what have you learned about politics? You know, the Democrats tell you exactly what they're going to do when they tell you what they're trying to protect. They cheated. You know they cheated. I know they cheated. And so do they. But they, guys, if they put it right in front of you, listen, I'm going to, if a Democrat says to you, listen, I'm going to protect your rights to a mortgage, they're telling you, you're not getting a mortgage. If they tell you, you know what, I'm going to protect your car, if should your car break down, I'm going to make sure that your car is going to be able to be fixed. Let me give you a real life example. In Indiana, I went to visit my Aunt Mary. She passed away a couple years ago. She was 106, but we went to go see her. She was about 102. So we go over to her house, and I did not notice the sticker on my car had expired. We drove. Sticker on my car expired. And so we're parked at her house we visited with her for maybe 3 hours. Having a good time, whatever. Come outside. There is a big red sticker on my car, and it's got a phone number on it, and it says, this car will be towed in the next 24 hours or something like that. I read it, and it's obnoxious, because if you've ever had one of those stickers slapped on your car, they're not easy to get off. You got to get some, what they call it, Gooby Gone, because it's stuck on there. You peel it off, and it half peels off, and you got to scrape it out either with a razor blade or some Gooby Gone. And what I learned when I called this, it's a racket. The minute your car expires, there are a group of people in these cities who will go, they plaster that sticker on your thing, and it's legal, by the way, they tow your car, and it can become theirs if you can't get it out. Well, who do you think gets hit? Where do you think my Aunt Mary lived? I'm gonna give you some hints. Do you think she lived in a gated white community, or do you think she lived in a poor black community? I'm just going to give you some hints. Maybe I'll tell you that her house cost $7,000 when she bought it. It was a showpiece of lower, America. I mean, it was a beautiful neighborhood at the time. So her house when she bought it was $7,000. Do you know what the house was, the value when she died? $7,000. You should see these houses next to her. They're beautiful. They're not worth anything because she's in a crappy neighborhood. So in the crappy neighborhood, and by the way, I saw the guy who did this. I don't remember, it was another time or whatever. He's a older, middle-aged white guy, probably 40-ish at the time when we were there. And I was like, "Why? What are you doing?" He's like, "Man, this is my job." But long story short, who do you think he's preying on? This company's preying on poor black people who cannot get their cars out, all because their stickers expired and somebody wrote a rule that lets somebody go take a car because your little $10 or $50 or whatever the charge is, sticker expired. That's what I'm talking about. That's what Democrats do to people, but they act like they're helping you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed saying only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
Flight disruptions that have been impacting air travelers and airlines in the past 2 weeks aren't going away. More than 3,200 U.S. flights are canceled or delayed so far today. The flights canceled due to winter weather on the East Coast, along with coronavirus cases continuing to soar. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, appearing on Fox and Friends, says there's more at stake in this case than just vaccine mandates.
Individual liberty. It's the power of the administrative state and the mass firings of healthcare workers. It's all on the line today. And the impact would be incredibly significant. We've had rural hospitals in Missouri that would close, nursing homes that would close.
A judge could decide today whether a misdemeanor charge filed against former New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be dropped. He's accused of inappropriately touching a female aide at the executive mansion in Albany in 2020. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Take heed, folks. Understand this. Things won't get any better for Democrats, but they will get better for you. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Please go to the website, partake, find out everything that we're doing. 22 is going to be a heck of a year. I'm telling you right now. Personally, I feel it. My team is energized. We got lots of great events coming up, things like the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. We've got some virtual sessions on empowerment you'll be able to get your kids involved in from Seeking Educational Excellence. Unhyphenated America is going to start producing some really good feel-good videos that are going to blow your mind. Oh, by the way, we did our first TV deal with a network, and we got our check. It was $1,100. It wasn't that much money, but it was our first foray into regular network TV and positioning a show. And the network told us it wasn't our fault. We had, it was close to 400,000 people watched the thing, but the digital commercials didn't sell right away because the network is really just kind of testing it. But they sent us a check for $1,100. It was like getting a residual check for, you know, probably when Elvis got his first one. Yeah, I'm comparing myself to Elvis. Anyway, glad you guys are listening. And the fact that that proved itself out, that model, because that's what part of what the Flick Fest does is we take these films that people make, beautiful, great films that people make, and we showcase them elsewhere. And that's what we did. And we got our first check. Anyway, I'm proud of that. Biden is in trouble. The Democrats are in trouble. And the 80-year-old president that got in office in a coup, because he certainly didn't win, is apparently known for overpromising and underdelivering. This was a story that was in the National Review, and it was talking about what the New York Times said. And let me read this. It says, the New York Times informs its readers that Biden overpromised and underdelivered on climate. And the writer continues, yes, he tends to do that about a lot of things. Even by the standards of big talking and naive elected officials, Biden tends to promise wildly ambitious, difficult to achieve goals. I'm going to shut down the virus. I promise you, this is a quote, this is what he says, I promise you, if I'm elected president, we're going to cure cancer. And then he usually forgets about them or blames someone else for why he couldn't keep his promise. Now, I should remind you, we played this clip the other day. We should play it again. It was Joe Concha of Fox News essentially telling us what we already know, which is Joe Biden is an abject liar. But he highlights some things that Joe Biden said that I wasn't even aware of, and I didn't touch on it at the time. So let's play it now.
Joining me to react, Fox News contributor Joe Concha. Joe, I think we've all gotten used to covering Joe Biden over his career and being used to some of these tall tales and big fish stories and the like. But it only seems to have gotten worse in this first year, and yet nobody seems to really question it. They just act as if it's not going on around us.
Yeah, Ben, it's the Brian Williams presidency at this point, right? It's not just that President Biden is a serial liar. He does it in the spirit of the former NBC News nightly anchor. He lies for no apparent reason. It's not like, you know, he's in some sort of tough interview and then he grabs for something. I mean, what compels a president, like he did a couple weeks ago, to say that he consulted with Golda Meir, right? He said that he consulted her during the Six-Day War in 1967. While he was a law student. What compels Joe Biden to say that he was arrested in South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela? That never happened. And the answer is, I guess, to your point, he feels he could always get away with it because he knows there won't be any true consequences. I mean, he eventually became president after all. And that's despite, remember, his first run for president, going for the White House, he had to drop out due to plagiarism, stealing somebody else's work as his own. So, look, if Biden ran on being the second coming of George Washington, in terms of trust, he's as trusted as Jussie Smollett at this point. There's a new CNN poll out, and it finds that two-thirds, Ben, of the American people do not trust this president. 3 in 4 independents, 75%, do not trust him. That's a big deal for a guy who basically said, trust me, I'm not Donald Trump. Well, no one trusts you either, pal.
Anybody surprised by Joe Concha's comments? Joe Biden said he was part of the civil rights movement, that he marched with people he never did, that he implemented policies for black folks that he never did. I mean, it is a litany of blatant in-your-face lies that nobody else could get away with. And for the record, neither could Joe Biden if somebody weren't propping him up. The question you should be asking yourself is, how can you be such a blatant pathological liar and be considered the leader of the free world? Rise to the level that you have. See, this is what I talk about. We live our virtue. We tell our kids don't lie. Right now, with my youngest son, one of the things we're telling him is, look, you got to stop this petty lying. If you're caught, you're caught. Say, you know what, Mom, Dad, I did it. And I think he's finally getting there. And I think all kids go through this stage. I'm not calling my kid out publicly. I think all kids go through this stage. But Joe Biden hasn't gotten out of it. He will tell you what you want. If you've got a story, Joe's got a bigger story. He's gotten shot down. He's pinned medals on people that he's never met. What has he not lied about? And he is the leader. He's risen to the level of president. As I told you before, bad behavior is rewarded with Democrats. It's rewarded. In California, if you're a miscreant, they want to send you to Hawaii or give you incentive, money incentive to go to school or to stop committing crime. Forget the kids who don't commit crimes and who go to school every day. What do they get? They get nothing. Just keep being good kids. But if you're a miscreant, I'll send you to Hawaii. If you smash and grab, I won't make it a felony. And by the way, if you get arrested, I'm going to let you out before the cop even finishes the paperwork. Just go do what you want to do. It's a free-for-all. But if you're a good person and you do something wrong, you're going to rot in jail. It's amazing. Anyway, the guy goes on. He says in this article yesterday, Biden said before a meeting on the pandemic that on testing, I know that remains frustrating. Believe me, it's frustrating to me, but we're making improvements. This is the guy that was going to make all of Wu Flu nonsense go away, right? He writes, he's frustrated too, Americans. If only the president of the United States could have done something about the lack of tests. Of course, he did promise he wouldn't be in this situation. He says, back in September, Biden boasted that I'm taking steps tonight to make testing more available, more affordable, and more convenient. I'm going to interrupt here for just a second and say, why? Here's what you need to find out. Who of Joe Biden's family members has money tied up in testing? And which test is he going to require? That's the test you should put your money in. The one thing I have learned about government, especially leftist government, is you know who to pick, because he's telling you, it's a warning to his family, hey, go invest in Abbott. We're going to be using Abbott test. And they don't even work. The crack up to me is, we're debating testing.
Well, the test didn't get there quick enough. Joe Biden, he promised test.
We know those tests are, they're testies. They ain't worth dink, because I'm going to tell you, it doesn't work. It's not telling you anything. It's telling you that you have a cold or you have the flu or whatever. But that's the test.
We're committing $2 billion to purchase nearly 300 million rapid tests for distribution to community health centers, food banks, schools, so that every American, no matter their income, can access free and convenient tests.
That's what he said. $2 billion of your dollars in the thin air. Because the tests don't work. People don't need them. All we got to do is go live life. We're going to have a few people die from this disease like we do every year from something. And oh, by the way, as long as there is a human being on earth, there is somebody waiting to die from something. Next thing you know, Joe Biden's going to say he's going to cure hurricanes and tornadoes and mudslides and floods and volcanic eruptions and whatever else. It's insane, folks. Testing. So anyway, this guy goes on. Biden overpromises and underdelivers. And he's exactly right. He says, then in December, Biden pledged that this winter we're going to make free at-home tests more available to Americans than ever before to better detect and control the Delta variant. Ironically, the three variants ago, right? He says, I made testing more available, affordable, and convenient. We're going to make available free tests at thousands of convenient locations. I'm telling you, go invest in testing. Find out who the companies are. You can make a bonanza. The bottom line, he said, this winter, you'll be able to test for free in the comfort of your home and have some peace of mind. Peace of mind about a disease that is likely to not kill you. Well, sold out. Can't get any of the tests. Not that you should. But he's gotten people worked into a frenzy that they need to know if they got it. So they test. How pathetic, man. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Don't be fooled by the polls, folks. And I'm not talking about in the classic sense that the polls are slanted to Democrats. You know that. I'm not teaching you anything new if I talk about that. That is a given. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm talking about polling in the sense that Democrats know that the polls are nothing more than propaganda. They're just litmus tests. They're shots across the bow to see what people think. In the if we offer this is what's going on in the world, will you believe it?
Polling by most Americans are afraid of catching COVID.
No, they're not. That's you wanting most Americans to be afraid of catching COVID, so you'll test something like that. And I can make up 50,000 polls on the fly of things that the Democrats just do trial balloons. See if the public will believe this. See if
there was no cheating in the election. No cheating in the election. How did you possibly could there have been cheating? How did the
polling? Most Americans believe there was no cheating in the elections. Most Americans believe that Joe Biden doesn't suffer dementia. Most Americans believe that Joe Biden is running the country. Most Americans believe that Sister Girl Harris makes a great vice president. Most Americans believe that there were no other qualified candidates for the Democrat. Well, that one's true. I could go on. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And this is ironic that I'm talking about polling in this way because the polls are not treating Captain Demento and Sister Girl very well right now. This article I read says, one wonders if Joe Biden has noticed yet that Americans just don't seem to like him very much. Did he notice? He noticed it in 2019. He noticed it in 2020 when he finally declared. He knew it. The Democrats knew it. Everybody else knew it. Donald Trump was filling stadiums. Joe Biden couldn't get 12 people to show up to any event. He did events in this state where I live in Arizona. He did two events where, God is my witness, he did not have 20 people outside of his own entourage. I'm just telling you. There's no secret here. This is an open book where you can look at it. There's no... Do I really have to go beyond common sense? I will never forget, in Philadelphia, they dispatched Baby Black Jesus to go campaign on behalf of Joe Biden. He has a megaphone. One of the press accidentally did a pan of the audience, and there were not more than 30 people at this event with the most popular Democrat on the planet that has ever walked this planet. Barack Obama. And he's shouting with a megaphone for the press, acting like he's talking. And the echo was so bad, you knew nobody was there. You didn't even have to see an audience paying. But somebody showed it. And there might have been 20 people. No, I'm not kidding. And if you can find the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. If you want to try to convince me that black folks believe that Joe Biden, we're excited about, ooh, Joe Biden gonna be, oh Lord, we gonna get Joe Biden, oh man, I can't believe we gonna replace it. It's like another extension of Barack Obama's presidency. We just love us some Joe Biden. Said no black person in the entire country. You think young people are like, oh man, whoo, I'm so glad Joe Biden, he's our guy. Whoo, can't believe we got Joe Biden. The young people were not even happy that Trump left. Trust and believe. Anyway, he said, this guy goes on, he writes, yes, 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 they liked him enough to elect him over Donald Trump. But they did so narrowly and without delivering sizable majorities he clearly believes he deserved. That is the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever heard. They didn't like Joe Biden over Trump. And I just explained it, but I'm just telling you. I hate articles like this. Because this is a guy that's trying to placate. Okay, so he beat Trump. No, he didn't. There's no reasonable person that believes that. Now, you can rationalize it. You can tell yourself, look, I'm just going to go along and get along. I don't know what your ulterior motive is to say that. That is a blatant lie. He did not beat Trump. And there's not anybody that's got a modicum of common sense that believes it. I'm convinced of that. And they won't tell you the truth. They won't let you get to the real motive. Oh, I hate Donald Trump or whatever. But they know Joe Biden didn't beat him. He says, now he's president. They seem deeply unimpressed. See, they always were unimpressed. This is why I tell you, the polls crack me up. They have to tell you, they have to make, oh, Biden came in on a wave, the most votes ever. But what happened? Suddenly, he's not that popular. No, it wasn't suddenly. It never was. And here's the sad part. He came in low, and he's gone lower. They talk about the polling. Put up the poll release, Biden's national approval rating is 38%. Among independents, it's 32%, with 60% disapproving of the job he's doing. Biden is 9 points underwater among Hispanics. This is an important thing. I want to say this. This is the part that I wanted to get to. So pay attention. Not that you aren't already. I mean, I know you're paying attention because it's me. Biden is 9 points underwater with Hispanics. He's 6 points underwater with women. And he's polling at 66% with blacks. Now, I told you this in 2020. Biden was not winning a single, quote, special interest group. He wasn't winning the black vote. He wasn't winning the women vote. He wasn't winning the Hispanic vote. He wasn't winning the youth vote. And moderates were all probably leaning more towards Trump at the time. How could he statistically win? How could he possibly get 81 million votes when nothing they've said here is any different? The only thing that might be a little different is the percentage that he got of blacks. But Trump solidly got in the high 20s percent of blacks. Was it 34%? I don't know. I actually think it probably was. Earlier this year, they said Biden argued that Americans should ignore Washington, D.C. and look to the country in general when determining whether he was a uniter as he promised to be. Do you believe for 1 second that Joe Biden is a uniter? Do you believe that the Democratic Party are uniters? Do you feel like they've united black and white? Do you feel like they've united gay and straight? Do you feel like they've united vaxxed and unvaxxed? I'll let you stew on that for a bit. He said that he vowed to change how people perceive bipartisanship, arguing that if they put forward proposals that are backed by Republicans and independents, they should be seen as bipartisan, even if GOP lawmakers in Washington don't vote for them. So the writer says, I think we can dispense with that idea. Biden's approve-disapprove rating is 4 to 94 among Republicans. It's 32 to 60 among independents. And it's 80 to 10 among Democrats. He says, if Americans in 2021 are united around anything, it's that they disfavor Joe Biden. And just for the record, dare I risk repeating myself, nothing has changed. Nobody liked Biden, the liar, the pathological liar, the guy who put his crackhead son in charge of the family business and who skated everything, who publicly said he would extort Ukraine of $1 billion if they did not stop prosecuting his son or looking into his son's crooked dealings. And I could go on. The guy who's said something stupid against every ethnic group in this country and gotten away with it. And you think he was liked? He says, and how, his disfavor is by 56 to 41, Americans say Biden lacks leadership skills. 56 to 41. I think it's bigger than that. By 54 to 42, Americans say Biden is incompetent. By 50 to 44, Americans say Biden is dishonest. I'm going to tell you, if you were to take these polls and really ask people poignant questions about Biden's believability, you think it's 50 to 44? Do you really believe 44% of the people believe Joe Biden? If you were to put a list of things that this man has said and done and then say, now, do you believe him? I'm not going to argue with it because you know what I already said about polling. Worse yet, he says, there's no issue on which Biden is doing well. His approve-disapprove on COVID-19 is 48 to 50. So, and by the way, I think these numbers are, if you get a report and it's 2 days old, it's old. Because it's worse than that. It says, on the economy, his approval-disapproval is 39 to 55. On his leadership of the military, 37 to 58. On taxes, 37% of Americans approve, while 54% disapprove. Foreign policy, 34 to 58. Look, immigration, 25 to 67. Startling number. He says, if you look at crosstabs, you see Biden is underwater on immigration against Hispanics by 46 points, 23 to 69. There is no statistical category this guy's winning anything. You think he's going to run again in 2024?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.